Now, this next slide, again, very tiny. This should be provided as a handout by your instructor. We will also make sure to embed a link so that you can find this yourself if your instructor has not provided you with this. So I don't want anybody to go blind because of this. The intervention strategies, these intervention strategies can be used as you develop a plan to overcome the barriers that we've already discussed. So if you think about the potential barriers before they happen, you will be more prepared to intervene. A stitch in time saves nine. So I want you to look at this and understand that you can take out the word physician. This comes from a physician's journal. So of course they've used the physician word liberally. You can take out that word physician and substitute it with user or stakeholder or whatever to customize this to your audience. It will apply in almost all circumstances, although I did find myself removing any reference to incentives, because while incentives may work for physician groups, it may not work for other stakeholders. So often nurses and other allied health professionals do not have the luxury of an incentive, and they're just required to do it as part of their job performance. And I guess we can certainly say that the same for military users. So if the ranking officer says use it, then you will use it. So look at each of those. Just take a few moments to look at the perceived barriers and possible interventions. Just plan in advance with your, think about your change process, your organization, time issues, technical issues, finance issues, this, that, and the other.